Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
What's up, people? This is Speak It Like You Think It Radio. I'm your host, Nas Know-It-All, and I'm joined once again by the usual staff, man, knowledgeable people about sports. I got Eastside Jam, ATL's number one fan, and Mr. Craig Barzy, knowledgeable about all things sports. What's going on, y'all?
What it do?
Ain't nothing much, man. Ready to do this late night session. First story of the day, man. After watching his little, I don't know what you would call it, curbside press conference in the Big Diesel, Mr. Brett Favre talking to his usual reporters from ESPN, and, you know, he didn't give us anything new today. Just same old, still up in the air, Favre. Your thoughts on the whole situation, Barzy?
Man. Look, man, I understand, man, this dude played, you know, 20 years, been a warrior and all kinds of stuff, man, but, I mean, this is unprecedented kind of nonsense, man. I don't know if anybody, any other player in the history of any sport could get on with this kind, in this kind of fashion. And there's people just eat it up, man. This, you know, we got Favre-watch, and it's Favre-watch, and it's funny, you know, and people are like, you know, what would Brett Favre do? Anybody else, man, I foresee that they would have been called selfish, not a team player, prima donna. You know, pretty much what people call Brett Favre, some people. But, you know, some people just, you know, they eat and yuck it up, man. They can't have enough of this, man. I'm pretty much tired of it, man. I'm tired of hearing it. Just make a decision, man. Let's go.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Eastside?
Yeah, I just can't believe that, you know, he actually needed. I mean, this is the same stuff we knew a week ago, you know?
Right.
Because he sent out a couple of text messages, oh, Nas back on. You know, last week we knew the same thing. We know he's going to come back. We know he's coming back. So, it's just ridiculous, man. I don't understand what he's trying to get out of it or – I mean, do you really need that much fame? I mean, what are you going to do when he loses? You know what I'm saying? If he needs fame like this right now to get on TV and to be the top story, what are you going to do when he ain't got it no more, when he can't play?
Hey, man, I hate to say
I'm going to be the quarterback coach, but I gotta stay in Mississippi. I can be your quarterback coach. Who you want to be the quarterback coach, me or you? You know, what do you want to do?
Right, you're going to have to fly down to Mississippi to go over the game plan. I'm not coming up there. man, I wouldn't have been surprised to see him pull off and see Ed Werder still following the truck, questioning him, still trying to ask questions, with Favre pulling off at a slow speed, making the man run to get the questions, man. It, like you said, man, this is unprecedented. It's going too far. They let this man get away with too much, and now he's like a spoiled kid. He knows he has all the leverage, and he's gonna use every bit of it.
Let's be real, man. Why? I just don't understand why they let Favre hold him hostage, man. I mean, and like I said, man, this is not no four-time winning Super Bowl. I just don't understand it, man. I know he's a hell of a player, but God, man, are you ready to hold your whole football team up in the air? Everything is pinned in Brett Favre's decision. I mean, like. Really, Brett Favre is a good player, man, but is he really that great? Well, he's going to make or break your football team?
Not at all.
You got real problems if you really going to let Brett Favre stick you up. And you know, if he's not coming back, you got to basically beg him, man. It's ridiculous, man. I don't understand it, man, but hey, man. People let Brett, you know, they let it go, and they you know, people are going to – the media
right.
will yuck it up, man. They'll eat it up. And they'll be like, well, he's earned the right. Really? Really?
Nobody's earned
right?
that. Yeah, nobody's earned that. Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, all those guys were unceremoniously pushed out the door in San Francisco back in the day. You know what I mean?
Play.
It happens to all the greats except Brett Favre.
But he can still play. He can still do it. I mean, how many Super Bowls has he won since? I ain't trying to make this like a crap on Brett Favre type of thing, but
no Reggie White, no Super Bowl. That's
for real,
man.
I'm just saying, man. Let's for real. When it comes down to crunch time, we seen what Brett Favre can do, man. I mean, no disrespect to the man, but this is ridiculous, man. Even
there has never been a more celebrated athlete that has come up small in the biggest moments than Brett Favre. Yeah, I mean, you could take it back to the last three,
yeah,
4 years.
You could even say the Super Bowl he won, he wasn't even the MVP. It was
what,
damn,
who was it? Desmond Howard?
Yeah.
Desmond Howard.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all the fanfare, man. The guy played 20 years. I know he's a great player. I'm not taking nothing away from him. I'm not trying to sit here and downgrade the man's career or make anything light of, you know, the kind of longevity and the kind of stats he put up in the NFL. But, I mean, I'm just saying, man, I don't know where this comes from. I know he's giving people great moments, you know, but this is unprecedented, man. I mean, I just don't like to see this kind of thing, man, because nobody else would be afforded this luxury to be dragging things out like this and in the media not really calling it for what it is, man. I mean,
I all know
what it is, man. This is basically Brett Favre at his prima donna narcissistic best. What it is. I mean,
I got to say, though, can Brady get away with this in 10 years?
Absolutely fucking not, man. You know it. I know it. Nobody else is going to be able to get away with this, man, and I don't understand why, number one, NFL franchises would put up with it, and number two, you saw how Green Bay would. Minnesota has got to be a freaking joke, man. I mean, you got to, at some point in time, you know what they say, you know, one monkey don't stop no show?
Right.
Eventually, somebody got to say, look, man, we need to know what the hell's going on so we can go on with the rest of our football team, because we got other players who are established, other players who are stars, other players who are ready to put in work to get us to where we want to go. Are you with us or you're not? Simple as that, Brett. Make up your mind. I mean, it's like this, man. I'm going to play, and right now, if my ankle is good, I will be in training camp, and I'm going to play this year. If the ankle is not good, then I'm not going to play. Simple as that. There's no vacillating back and forth like, I'm not going to play. I don't know. It's up in the air. We don't know. Nah, Brett, if your heart is in it and you want to play, you're going to say you're going to go play. There's no need to be, you know, I've not made up my mind yet. Either you in or you out. It's that simple. If your heart is in it, then go do it.
Yeah. But, like I said, they've afforded him these luxuries, and now they're going to live with it. They could have picked up McNabb or Vic in the offseason, chose not to, chose to wait on Brett, so now they got to keep waiting on Brett. Eastside, you had something?
Yeah, man, I mean, he could have had McNabb you wouldn't have to even worry about this. I mean,
right. Basically
they're the same guy. I mean, like you say, he got one championship, but they're basically the same guy.
Yeah, except for the durability.
Right, you got a guy that can go longer. And Mike can, you know, if guys playing in late 40 now, McNabb got, what, 6-7 more years?
One's right.
What was that, sir? I didn't get that. I didn't get that comment.
Nothing, sir. You
know. I mean,
once
I think,
to give
bars
and introduces
that
to racism. What'd you say, Eastside?
But I'm saying it's the same guy, man. I mean, they could have just went out and got this guy and just left it alone.
I agree. And that's the more stable move. I mean, it's just nonsense to sit up and wait on this guy. But, hey, Ziggy, that owner out there, man, he's looking at the personal seat licenses. He wants a new stadium. So he's willing to bend to whatever Brett wants right now.
Yeah,
he could
be doing this with San Francisco or somebody.
Right.
So holding them hostage, you know what I'm saying? Minnesota should be straight.
Yeah, because you got a good ball club, and now you're just setting yourself up for that final season-killing interception that Favre is going to throw when he does come back. I ain't got nothing else on Favre, man. I want to move on to I got to say this. I got to start this statement with this. Craig Barzee predicted this last week. I have to give it up to him. I disagree with him totally, and it happening. I don't like it happening now, but for those that don't know, Shaquille O'Neal The big Shamrock, I guess he's saying today, is going to the Boston Celtics, 2-year deal, veterans minimum. Your thoughts on this? Big Diesel coming back to, going to Boston? Barzy?
Hey, man, I knew it was a sham all along, that whole thing about coming to Atlanta. It was bullshit. It was just trying to get more money, trying to get the, you know, kind of trying to get them off a little bit more money, maybe even another year or so. I didn't believe it for one heartbeat he was coming here. I didn't believe it. I'd always thought that it would be the Celtics. And, hey, I was proved right.
Yeah.
It's a good move for them, man. It's a good move.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, but, yeah.
Well, I think he's going to I don't think it's a good fit right now, man. I think he trying too much. The last two teams he done went to, he messed up the chemistry when they played better when he's not there. You know what I'm saying? And then now you got they're gonna pay Jermaine O'Neal $5 million a year. Shaq done got $3 million over two. So
yeah.
Jermaine O'Neal your starter, but we all know that Shaq trying to go in there and start.
I don't think he will. I mean,
I hope he doesn't.
I forget his name. What was the starting center, man?
Perkins.
If Perkins, you know, maybe there's a chance if Perkins not healthy come training camp, which probably is going to be likely, then yeah, Shaq will start. But their unit is intact. Their five people who they've been rolling with starters are going to be starters if they're healthy. I think they. They really – Shaq can't play 40 minutes.
No.
We all know that. So Shaq is going to have to pick his spots. And I think Doc is going to be smart in how he uses Shaq. Shaq is going to be that kind of guy. He's going to come in, substitute, give him good presence at the five. And, if Perkins is healthy, Perkins is going to get a bulk of the minutes. You're going to have Jermaine O'Neal – spelling Garnett and playing some of the five, and then you fit Shaq in. I think it's a good move for them. I mean, it's you can never have enough big bodies, especially if you make it to deep in the playoffs, especially with how the Lakers are set up. You need some big bodies, and you need some people who can also get fouls and can also play tough down low. It's a good move for them.
Yeah, that's true. But Perkins hurt for. He hurt his ACL, so you're looking at a year. So they saying maybe probably after All-Star game, February, he might be ready, but I don't even see that. I mean, that's coming back not healthy. You're talking about usually that second year is when they come back and they ready. I mean, we done seen it with a lot of athletes. We done seen this with what's the guy, Stoudemire? And McNabb tweaked his knee a little bit. It's kind of hurt 1 year, came back the next year, now you're back right. I mean, it's going to take a while for him to get back right. So now, like I say, you still got that controversy of Jermaine O'Neal, $5.7 million a year, then you got Shaquille O'Neal, $1.5 million, and you're going to play Shaquille over Jermaine O'Neal. I think that's already controversy right there. I just don't see the chemistry right.
Yeah, I wonder if Shaq does have the humility to go to the bench. That's going to be a question. I mean, Jermaine should be playing over him at this point, but that's going to be an interesting thing.
Really? I know he should get some minutes, but I mean, we're not talking about Jermaine O'Neal 5 years ago. I mean,
about Shaq 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's going to be a scenario where they're going to have one player. Playing 30 minutes. I think they're going to, if it has to be split up, if Perkins is not healthy, I think you're going to see some, different rotations and, different matchups will probably dictate. I think Doc can work it out.
Yeah, but then this is my question. This is why I don't like the signing, though. Rondo's most effective running. And if you got Shaq and Jermaine O'Neal and Garnett dragging that leg out there, I don't know. I don't know if you're using Rondo in the best way if you got bigs who are dragging out there.
Hey, man, I think they'll make it work somewhere, man. I don't think you're necessarily going to run with Shaq, and I don't think it's going to be that kind of unit where they're going to look to, you know, have Shaq running up and down the floor.
Yeah,
I think they're going to be the same kind of situation like how you saw. They're going to pick their playoffs. I mean, they're going to pick their, you know, pick their situations to run, and they'll run when they can. And when they can't, they'll, you know, they'll do what they do. Try to play as good as they can in the half court. Maybe Paul Pierce, you know, winding down the clock, taking the jumper at the buzzer. But, you know, I don't think it's going to be a situation where Shaq is going to be out there running up and down the floor and looking like to make it like a Showtime basketball. I don't think you're going to see anything like that.
Yeah, I'm saying that's not possible. So I'm saying you're kind of limiting what Rondo does best. Because, like you said, you're going to have to pick your spots. You won't be able to run as much as you should with a guy like Rondo out there.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I think it still will work. I don't think this is a bad move. I don't think it doesn't necessarily increase their chances of winning the championship. But I think I think there's more upside to it than there is downside.
Yeah. Okay. That's a fair point on it. The great Phil Jackson signed his contract extension. I guess his heart's feeling a little better now. We said this was probably negotiation when all this was going down about his health and everything. So Phil got his money, man. Did they have to pay this, or was this all just, you know, formality? What do you think about it, Barzy?
Just a negotiating ploy, man. Hey, everybody else, you know what I mean? If you have a girl you've been kicking with, man, or, you know, and, you know, she's got other options out there, man. You know, maybe she look a little better. You know what I mean? Well, I think that's all it is with Phil, man. Phil giving him something else to think about. You know, hey, he had other options if he wanted. You know, he had the retirement option too. You know, they're just coming off a championship. They're trying to make this three-peat. Hey, Phil tosses a retirement, maybe even going to another team. Hey, here's an extra couple of mil, Phil. Come on back. Hey, it's all negotiation, man.
Yeah. Eastside?
Well, they got to keep Phil around, man. I mean, where you going to go after this,
right,
after Phil? Especially right now when you got a team intact like that, you got to keep everybody together, even the coach. So they had to do what they had to do.
Rudy Tom Donovan is still out there, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
The great Rudy T, man. Great coach, but for some reason, man, he did not fit out in L.A. when they tried that for a while out there. Yeah, Rudy T is still on the sidelines, man. I always wondered why Rudy didn't get another go at it. You would have thought somebody by now would have gave him a shot. But whatever, man. I guess I'm going to say this as non-enthusiastically as possible. A-Rod hits homer number 600. Your thoughts, Barzy?
Congratulations, A-Rod. That's about all I can say.
Eastside.
Well, I think it's still a big number, man. I mean, it's 600. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know.
Are we downplaying this too much, Eastside?
No, y'all not downplaying it too much because it's like we. It's like we done seen, like, what, three in the last 3 years, probably, like 600.
Yeah.
King Griffey Jr., you know what I'm saying?
Man.
So it's not like it ain't nothing like that ain't happened recently. If ain't nobody did in the last 6-7 years, then it'll be like, oh, he hit 600. It'll be a bigger thing. But we done seen this happen the last couple of years. But the thing that got me was I didn't know he hit 400 as a Yankee.
Really?
Damn.
I didn't know that either.
He hit number 400 as a Yankee. So, I mean, he done hit 200 or something since then? I didn't know that.
Damn. Okay.
Because how long has he been with the Yankees?
Time has kind of flown by since he's been there.
He's been in the Yankees about 5 years now.
Yeah.
I guess so. It shocked me to see today that they was going through every home run, every, you know, major number he hit. And when I seen 400, he was in a Yankee uniform. I was like, wow. I didn't know he did that.
Right.
So he hit 400, 500, and 600 as a Yankee.
Is A-Rod the most discounted superstar out there as far as what he's done on the field and I guess the respect that he gets as far as media-wise, and I would say fan-wise too as far as the crowd. Is he that guy as far as this generation, man, the underrated guy? Not as far as hype, but just as far as people, you know, really recognizing his accomplishments. Barzy?
I don't believe so.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Does the steroid situation push you to that?
No, no. I'm looking at it this way, man. 600 homes, 600 homes. Man. I mean, I know people want to make it like, you know, people pop steroids and all of a sudden everybody's going to the Hall of Fame. It's not the case, man.
Yeah.
It's not the case. And I don't believe it as such. And I'm also going to say this, man. For all the people who are out there and saying, you know, hey, the media's out there saying, you know, hey, these guys broke the rules, they shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. These were not baseball rules. There were laws against steroids, but these were not baseball rules. You mean you could have went to Mexico in the off season, cycled up there, come through the season before they had any testing, you know, it wasn't against baseball rules. I don't see why we are acting like, you know, hey, baseball didn't have nothing on the books. How is it breaking baseball rules? Why are these guys considered cheaters? I mean, now, if there's something on the books that says that, yeah. But for number one, we don't know who all was doing it. Number two, we don't know that these weren't pitchers doing it too. Number three, nothing on the books in baseball that said they broke baseball rules. How can these guys' number not be counted in the Hall of Fame? How can these guys not be considered Hall of Famers? They did not violate baseball rules.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, I mean, you know when something is wrong. You know when you're doing wrong.
Look,
I'll take it to this. When text messaging became popular, it took them a while to figure out that they couldn't let kids have phones in school because kids were using phones to cheat on everything. There wasn't a rule for it, but hell, the kids knew it was wrong and still did it. So, I mean, those first couple of years, I mean, some kids got off on that, got by on that.
Exactly. But then there's a rule in place. And I don't know, of course, I mean, you can't really say that. You can't. I mean, that's the apples and oranges right there, but to me, it's like this, man. Baseball had their rules, right?
Yeah.
Baseball knew that this was in effect for several years. And obviously, they had to get things in place with the union so that they can get, you know, steroids out of baseball. But, I mean.
Yeah, but you're saying that, like, the MLB had a real incentive to get rid of it early on.
They
were fine with looking the other way.
They should have, and yeah, they didn't. I mean, they didn't. The players didn't do anything to get it out. But Selig, you know, the rest of Major League Baseball, people who knew that this was, you know, in place for several years, they didn't do anything. So,
right.
I mean, this is the thing, man. I'm sure there were guys out there who use on, you know, trying to put up numbers and things. But, you know, there were also guys out there who did what they had to do to keep pace because people were using. That's how rampant it was. And, you know what I mean? I mean, how you fault those guys, man? I can't say, ooh, if you're doing it the clean way, but people are lapping you, you got to do what you got to do to compete because, you know, these guys who are doing it, you know, they're putting up decent numbers. They're good players to begin with. But, you know, their numbers are so much better. You know, doubles are turning into homers. Guy who would normally, you know, hit 15 homers has doubled his, you know, his output, and he's signing a multi-million-dollar contract. How do you not take it?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's kind of the Barry Bonds situation from, you know, what was reported.
Yeah, I mean, so to me it's like this, man. I understand that, you know, hey, morally and ethically, yeah, that's a problem. These guys shouldn't be looked at as other players who did not use. But really, how can you deny their numbers in Cooperstown? How can you not put these guys in? This is not a violation. This is not a Pete Rose situation.
Let's say both of you got a vote. Let's go McGuire, Bonds, Sosa. In or out?
All in.
All in. Yeah.
All in.
I say they're all in. But the thing is, to me, like, if you don't play for New York, your career over with when they find out you're on steroids. I mean, have y'all noticed that?
Giambi and the Great Rocket.
Giambi hung around. He's hanging around. Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
He's hanging around. But Bonds couldn't get no more. Palmeiro out.
Yeah.
Everybody's done. They not getting no more run because they did steroids. But Andy Pettit go up there and say he did something. Giambi, yeah, I did it. A-Rod, yeah, I did it. And they still playing. And everybody still put them on. You know, you still see them on TV. It ain't no problem. But everybody else, they getting blackballed.
Yeah. Well, the media came for Barry. They was getting their payback on Barry, boy. They went so negative on Barry. I mean, that was really nothing he could do.
Boy, they made it personal with that guy, man. I mean,
yeah.
to me, like, you know, I know as a fan, you obviously have your personal feelings on things, man. But when you're reporting things as fact and you're reporting things, you're reporting on covering a game that you're paid to cover. Report to the facts, man. Leave that bias nonsense, you know, to the wayside. You know, that's not really what you should be paid to do. Now, if you have an opinion and someone asks you what your personal feelings is on the matter, then obviously you can go into that in detail. But I feel people like Costas, man, they made it personal, man. And that's the point I don't like, because there's equal people, it's just as culpable as Bonds. You know what I mean? You could say, well, yeah. Well, why should we make Barry Bonds the scapegoat for all of it just because he has the record? Is
right.
Barry Bonds that much worse than someone who else who made just as much money, just as many millions, but, you know, did not break any baseball records?
Yeah.
And
Barzy, that's why I had that problem with you before as far as the bias situation. That's why I still say everybody is biased and they should admit that and then work from there, because that's an honest position. When you sit up and say, I'm not biased, I didn't have any life experiences, I don't have anything that shapes my thoughts, it's dishonest, and you get the kind of stuff from Costas and whoever when their emotions come to a head. So I just feel like that's a dishonest position, man. And access has now become like a trap. I mean, if you got access, you get the information first, but you're beholden to that team or that player to report them in a certain way to continue to have that access. So even now, hell, Deadspin, even though it's a lot of rumors on there, hell, they're a lot more honest than most of the bigger reporters now, because they won't say anything. For example, Tiger Woods, everybody talking about there were rumors and whispers afterwards. Well, what the hell were you doing before that? You're a reporter. You covered the guy. What do you mean?
They look to pile on, man, with negativity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of, you know, listen, if this was out there at the time and they could have, you know, broke it and break the story. I mean,
right.
You know, now don't tell me about, you know, well, Tiger Woods is, you know, had 22 girlfriends. You know, I don't give a damn about what Tiger Woods does off the
exactly.
golf course, man. That's not sports, you know. I want to hear. Don't tell me how Tiger Woods is a bad husband. Now that you found out, but before you found out about all this stuff, and then there was no digging. You know, he was the greatest person. You know, people were looking up to him like a role model.
Right.
You know, don't, I mean, you can't flip switches like that to me. You know, obviously, if you thought Tiger Woods was good, you were judging him based on how he interacted either with you or how you saw him in the public eye for, you know, how he conducted himself.
How much access he gave. That's what I'm saying. That's why I mean access is a double-edged sword.
So,
it's great that you have this access and you can get stories other people can't get. But like I said, you're beholden to that particular player or that franchise to report them in a certain way. Adam Schefter can't say anything about the NFL.
can't say anything about the Broncos either.
You know what I mean? He has to tread very lightly on any situation, you know, that could be a negative for them. So it's dishonest as far as I'm concerned. That's why I say, I mean, everybody should come out and admit their bias, admit who they are. Your man, who you talked about before, radio host, what's his name, Eric Casilius?
Yeah.
He was on the other day doing his same old routine. He was going in on Reggie Bush.
Yeah,
no responsibility for Pete Carroll or USC. Everything was about Reggie Bush.
Because he's the player. He's the guy who took the money.
Right. That was his whole thing.
Yeah, obviously, man. You know, look, I know that, you know, from different backgrounds, different viewpoints that you're gonna have. But I'm saying, like, you know, what I'm saying is put the cards on the table. Let the people decide for themselves. Don't you spin it and say, like, well, you know,
right,
this guy's more culpable. This is why you should look at this guy more. This is
right.
Why it's this guy. Don't, I mean, to me, that's not what journalism is intended to, you know.
No, it's not.
And that's what the point I don't like. You know, don't tell me that, you know, Bonds was the worst guy of them all. When there was, you don't even know how many guys were using steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And why should we just look at Bonds? Because Bonds was the guy who broke the record. And he's the biggest name out there. Should we always look at the biggest fish and then the guys who don't matter? We say nothing, you know?
Yeah.
We judge Bonds more harshly and damn him. But I'm sure the same kind of scrutinization that they looked at Bonds, oh, his head got bigger, this, that. You could go that for several players during that time period and say the same thing. But you won't see reporters doing that and damning people the way that they damn Bonds but by saying those kind of things. Now, obviously, you have your personal feelings on what he did, you know, taking steroids or not. But, you know, it's kind of a situation where they, you know, they just don't want to damn anybody else. It's just more convenient just to shoot at the biggest fish.
Yeah, especially if the biggest fish is somebody you never got along with to begin with.
Right. I can give you one that I can tell you right now that probably was on steroids and then nobody even say nothing about it. Julio Franco. This guy almost played, he was 50. How small he got.
Cut up.
I could give you tons of suspects, man.
Right. And then he was in Texas. Look how skinny he was when he was back in Texas.
I could give you tons of guys I suspect that may have used. Obviously Brett Boone, obviously Todd Hundley, obviously Jeff Bagwell. I mean, you look at some of these guys and you know, during that time period and how they got bigger and more, you know, stronger. There's no question that they did something.
Yeah.
And, you know, but no, you never hear nobody say pretty much two words about guys that, you know, pretty much, like I said, whose body changed during that era and changed after, you know, either got out before testing was implemented and whose bodies changed after they got out of the league. You know, you won't hear people say things like that. And to me, that's dishonesty, man. Because if you're going to say these things about Bonds, who, like I said, never failed a drug test, but personally, do I believe he did steroids or did something, the cream in the clear? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm saying in that same breath, when you say that, if you're going to damn Bonds for somebody who's not failed the drug test, but you have, as the quote Bob Costas, there's more ponderance of evidence against Bonds than there is against Roger Clemens, you're being dishonest and you're being biased, and that's what I don't like.
Yeah, I second you on that one, man. I don't know where we or else we could go with the steroid situation, so I kind of want to leave it. Just drift off into some small stories and get y'all take on them, man. People are making a big deal about your boy LeBron writing a little letter or putting an ad in the Akron paper. Of course, he excluded Cleveland. Hell, why wouldn't he? People are coming with torches and pitchforks to that man. Of course he's going to big up his hometown and exclude Cleveland. But Why is this getting so much play, though? They said they're tired of him. They said he's a diva, all this other stuff. So why is this getting so much play? Esai?
It's LeBron James, man. LeBron done turned into the villain now. I mean, when you done turned into the bad guy, it takes a... they're going to nitpick at everything now that LeBron does until he wins championships.
Right.
Everything that he do is going to be scrutinized. I mean, from why he wear them that color shoe string. I mean, it's going to be horrible, man. The things we're going to hear because, I mean, I think he just want to play basketball and he got the wrong management. But they're going to look at it like you should have got one of us to manage you and you didn't do that, so we finna go after you. We're going in.
And that's one of the few things about LeBron I can say that's real respectable. The fact that man put his friends through college and then brought them on as his team and got rid of the agent that he had at the time. That's one of the things I respect about the guy. But like you said, they're not doing a good job right now, but that comes with experience. Comes with learning. So, I mean,
right.
they'll find their way. But, yeah, that's one of the few things I respect about the guy, the fact that he was willing to do that.
Nah, you won't hear it shedding that kind of light. There'll be more along the lines to tell you that it's his posse or his entourage or
right.
something like that, man. They're not going to spin it like that. These guys who he helped, you know, pay for college for and gave them jobs, actual roles, not hangers-on, people are doing
right.
something. You know, they're holding down a job, you know. You won't hear that. Yeah, it's easy.
Right.
It's easy to damn everybody, man. When you got a certain viewpoint that you
yeah.
want to convey out there to the public about you know athletes, black athletes especially. It's easy to
right. It's a way of stoking existing racial fires. You kind of
yeah.
just
I mean,
every time you need to go to report paper. Interview, whatever, you kind of can go with that narrative, and it'll always play everywhere. Black athlete with hangers-on posse, as you called it, like they've done for so long. And that stuff has kind of gotten old. I hope people are finally opening their eyes and seeing through it. But looking at this stuff at this point, man, I don't know if you guys seen any of the NFL symposium where Chris Carter got up and spoke to everybody.
No, I didn't get you.
Oh, okay. I think they're delivering the wrong message. The message is basically
don't
you got to
like
cut
Michael
people
Vick.
Off, get rid of those people you're with.
Don't be like Michael Vick. That's the message, man.
Right, right. That's the narrative. And of course you should tell people don't do what Michael did, of course.
But doesn't go without saying? I mean, do you need somebody to actually tell you that shit? I mean,
right.
for real. Black people,
don't
I mean,
be like Mike Vick.
I'm not going to say black people. But, I mean, are the athletes that dumb where they can't be like, damn, I don't want to turn out like that. Maybe my career
well, see, but,
would not
but
be
this,
that
this is my point, though, Barz. It's not that simple. It's also, it's kind of, you're getting somebody set with a nice ideology of how things go. You drop your old people, and now you move on with your agent, business partner, and whoever else. You move away from where you're from. And you become completely disconnected with those people. So it's teaching people the wrong way, in my mind. Because I think if you're an NFL player, if you're one of the few chosen that's that athletically gifted and has these opportunities, you need to be a leader. So those friends who you got hanging around you, you should be going the LeBron James route and finding a career for them and bringing them on your team. But you're a leader. You don't – somebody wants to go to the strip club at 3 in the morning at a strip club that's known for fights or whatever, you say, nah, man, we're going to rent a suite downtown and we'll bring some dancers by there or something like that. I don't know, but you should be leading. You shouldn't be running away from your people. You're actually you're bringing people into a real dark point in their life when you're telling them they should cut out their friends and family. Hell, that's what – What are those dudes? That's some abusive dudes that cut women out of their friends and family, isolate them or whatnot. So yeah, I don't agree. And as many players who've been victimized by their family and friends, there's been just as many victimized by agents and managers as far as money.
True.
Yeah, that's true, but at the same time, though, man, you got to look at it from, I mean, friends and family, I think that's different, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think it's a thin line when you talk about friends and family. Some people are closer with their friends and family, and they don't have, you know, that's what keeps them going in the right direction.
Right.
And some people got friends and family that's going to take them in the wrong direction, and that's what Chris Carter's saying. I mean, you see a lot of guys like that, man. I mean, you see it. We hear it all the time, man. They have this symposium every year, and we still have people that end up doing the wrong thing or hanging with the wrong guys at the wrong time. You know,
But that's why I'm saying that you should be a leader in that situation. They shouldn't pull you into anything. You're the leader. It's like Mike Vick being dragged into that by Marcus. You're the older brother. How the hell are you going to let your older brother, younger brother bring you into some BS? You got to be a leader. Hell, if you're a leader on a football field and you ain't a leader in your family, what have you really done?
Well, that's what you do, though. You play football. And see, that's the thing. When you're playing football, man, you're not in them streets no more.
Yeah, but you know how it goes, man.
With
family, at the family reunion, your job is going to dictate where you sit as far as at the big table or not. If you work in a certain industry, make a certain amount of money every year, you're going to sit at a certain table. So there's leadership that comes with that, comes along with the salary. So I'm saying that they need to hold that up.
But when you still go back to the hood, you still going to say who got the hookup on this. You're not going to just go. You still going to want to know who got the hookup on it. And you ain't the one that know it. Somebody else know it. You know what I'm saying? Who got the hookup on it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what they're going to do. You're going to holler at your people because your people are in the streets every day.
Like I said, ain't nothing wrong with them hollering at them. I'm just saying you got to talk to them in a different way, in a sense of leading. Show them different opportunities.
I mean,
get them different opportunities and make them a productive part of your life. Don't make them a drag on your life or completely cut out your friends and family, because who knows where you'll be after that.
Yeah, but
you might be in that white Bronco years from now acting like that.
You're right, but I ain't got the millions of dollars, but I know I feel like.
No, I don't mean you personally, Scott. I meant the player.
Yeah.
My bad.
No, I know what you're saying, but I'm looking at it like this. Like, I ain't the one with the millions of dollars, but I feel like I could tell somebody with the millions of dollars what they need to do with it. You see what I'm saying?
He could try. That don't mean you got to listen.
But this is the thing you got to understand too, man. And this is what I think. You're thinking, our thinking, you know, we have perspective for the life and the means for which we have, right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's something to take somebody from one setting, one economic standing, and then putting them in a totally different economic standing overnight, and giving them free time, and people who, you know, now that you got money, they got more access to do dumb shit. So I mean, it to me, your judgment, the kind of character you have, gets more put on display when you get that type of money. And you see the people who have bad character and bad judgment, it only makes that increase that much more. I mean, you could tell somebody that this is a bad idea, but hell, when you got free money, you know, access, and you're used to doing these dumb things, you don't even get the concept that, hey, man, there's a bigger spotlight on me. I'm not in the same situation where, like, you know, only people in my town or my city know me. You know, I go to other cities now, people know me. People got their camera phones on. People know me. You know, that's what I'm saying. Those people are still under the same mentality, like, hey, you know, this is what was acceptable of me when I was here, and now it's a whole new bigger ball game. They don't understand that the stakes have been raised, that some of the things that they used to do, they can't do anymore. They're still they're still under that same mentality when they had, you know, like I say, meager means. But, you know, could still do, you know, get away with all that dumb shit. Now they got bigger means. Now they got more cameras, more money. People are looking at them. They don't get that concept.
Yeah, but I want to say, though, they've been preaching that at the symposium every year, and we still get the same amount of criminal activity, guys doing questionable things. And I'm saying that narrative ain't working, so you need to try something else. And I'm saying you should empower these men to be leaders in their in their family and their community. Otherwise, you got, like you said, guys who are this close to catching another strike.
I mean, from a socioeconomic standpoint, how do you empower people to be leaders in the community? Either you want to be a leader in your community or you don't. I mean,
if you talk to them, explain to them how important it is, and have them talk to Jim Brown and not Chris Carter, they might have a better idea of what that means.
Let's be real, man. I know guys respect Jim Brown, but at the end of the day, I'm making more money than Jim Brown made in his whole damn career. What the hell Jim Brown can – I mean, some people going to be under the impression. What the hell can Jim Brown tell me? Yeah, I respect the old dude, but he old-timer. He ain't got nothing to tell me, man. I'm making that million. You think he – you know, you can sit down. I bet you Jim Brown can sit down and talk to Vince Young. He could probably sit down talk. Yeah, they respect them. They respect those old cats who came before them, because you're going to show anybody respect, man, that, you know, came before you. But at the end of the day, man, those guys are going to make decisions not based on what Jim Brown said. They're going to make decisions based on what they want to do. Point blank, period.
And where's that getting them?
Jim Brown said my
story.
Now we
got Sheriff Roger Goodell to be honest, it was necessary.
Yeah, but Jim Brown said Michael Jordan needed to be more, you know, have more of a voice. Did you see that make Michael Jordan change anything? Hell no. Jim Brown said something about Tiger Woods. Did you see that make Tiger Woods change anything? Absolutely not.
Was he right on both counts?
It was probably possible.
Did he prove himself to be right on both counts?
Possibly so. Possibly so. Yes. I mean, it's arguable. You could say, you know, he was right, because, you know, some may say Jim Brown was doing some shady shit himself when he was playing, you know, or when he was living up in his heyday. So you know, to me, it's like this, man. Not everybody's going to have that type of character to be wanting to be leaders in their community or go out and always do the positive thing. You're always going to have guys who, you know, came up doing it their way, and they're used to doing things a certain way. They're used to rolling how they roll. And,
but if you give the message, if it reaches some of them and they act on it, wouldn't it be worth giving the message?
Oh, some people going to get the message. That's what I'm saying right now, what they're doing and what they're preaching. Some people will get it. But at the end of the day, man, you're going to make your own decisions on what. I mean, we could give right now, if you wanted to create a study, we could give 5 people $1 million, right? And all 5 people would do 5 different things with their $1 million. You know what I mean?
True.
Some will wild out. Some will invest. Some will do. I mean, it all depends on what kind of number one brain, what you're thinking with, and number two, what kind of character you have, man. I mean, you can't. That's some things that that people, you know, that are ingrained in people as they're growing up, coming up, man. I mean,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's
I want to say some people.
But character is not like a blood type. It's not something that you have and gonna have, and that's it. It is just over your life. You can change it for the better, or you can change it for the worse.
True, but you got to surround yourself with better people that will enable you to make that change. And some of those guys, I mean, you know, some of the guys, you know, they don't really surround themselves with like Eastside said, man, you hang around with dumb people, man. You hang around with people who really ain't got your best interest at heart. You know, hangers on, man. You know,
true.
And some of those people might even be your damn family. But if you don't, and in Michael Vick's situation, I mean, if you don't have the wherewithal, man, to make the change and to either distance yourself from those people or to not allow them to make decisions that impact you and your life, then, I mean, what can you do, man? You can preach all you want, man, but like I said, it depends on the individual. The individual, at the end of the day, got to be accountable for what decisions he makes, who he hangs out with, what he does, things that he, you know.
I agree, but I'm still saying I don't get how you can continue to do the same thing when it's not working.
So right.
That's the definition of insanity. So I'm saying try another route. Because, I mean, hell, we got the police blotter running now. So, I mean, it ain't working, point blank, period.
They need to have a symposium for the family.
I agree.
Whoever, the mother, the father, the grandmother, whoever. They need to have a symposium for them to stay on these guys, man, to make sure they do the right thing.
Right.
Because it's hard, man. I mean, when you get a lot of money, man, I mean, you got some guys, man, this week that just got $4-5 million check.
Right. And they're about to lose their damn mind out there. So, yeah, I hear you, man.
And they mad they in training camp, where they waiting for these 2 weeks to be over with. So they can go out.
Yeah.
Hang
you're
out,
right,
man.
About that, man.
Money,
you're
man.
Right. You're right about that, man. And, you know, those are the people who, like, basically are looking for a payday, man. It ain't about, you know, making a name for themselves. It ain't about, you know, leaving a legacy to show that you played football and, you know, for so many years and that you accomplished something. Some of those guys,
right. It's that Stephon Marbury syndrome. That's what I call it, that I just want to get there and get the check. There's a lot of guys like that.
Hey, man, I'm not saying they're wrong in thinking like that, man, but I'm thinking they're cutting themselves short, man. They're doing themselves a disservice.
I agree. Man, this conversation went way too serious, man. I got to get to some stories or something, man, to get us out of this, man. We went way too serious, man. But I really don't want to revisit yesterday, but I didn't get to hear Barzy's take on it, man. So I want to go Patino, man. Me and Esai spoke on it yesterday.
So I want to
get your take on Quick Rick.
Hey, man. This is a story couldn't be more hilarious than I don't know what, man. I mean, if you were to write a story, man, and put it on paper and imagine stuff, you couldn't put it any better. And to me, man, this really ain't getting enough play than like it should. I mean, if the media wants salacious, filthy, dirty. I mean, this story got all kind of stuff, man. I mean,
yeah, but it doesn't have the right tone.
The chick was
right
extorting the dude. I mean, talking about her stories about the grandmother calling Patino to pay for the car for her grandson. The grandmother, the mother of the chick, mother of the chick who had a who Patino slept with, she's calling Patino trying to get money. For a kid a 15-year-old kid that she had from another relationship, so this kid could get a car. I mean, it's ridiculous, man. I mean, Patino really put himself in a bad situation. I mean, I don't know.
Maybe he's getting a free pass on this.
I don't know. Maybe Patino got built up a lot of goodwill, but he's sure using this shit up because he's using up all that goodwill because. I don't know anybody else could survive that kind of scandal, man.
Wait a minute. Not only survive, get a 4-year extension.
Hey, man. More power to you, Patino. I mean, Kentucky did him right. I mean, maybe if he doesn't win championships in Kentucky, man, maybe it's just a whole different story. But you tell me, man. I have no idea, man. I mean, it's crazy, man. I mean, you look at the dude here in Atlanta, Damon Evans. Maybe if Georgia won a national title, he's not.
Drunk driving, he's out of there.
Yeah,
that
maybe
quick.
Maybe if he won a couple of national championships with Georgia, his ass is not in a sling over a DUI and some panties in his lap.
He ain't won no championships in baseball. I mean, in football. But, you know, they got championships in other
leagues. Hey, you know this.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, the redneck Georgia fans don't give a damn about baseball or tennis or gymnastics. They're looking at that football, man, and they damn sure, as you can see, they from Stegman Coliseum, they damn sure don't give a damn about no basketball.
Right, but I mean, he looking at it as he doing his job well, he raising money, and now he getting money. Now it's time to do something else. He wanted to be a city guy in the country. You can't do that.
Right.
You can't either. You in the country, you're gonna be a country guy, or you're gonna be a city guy. What you gonna do? And he tried to be a city guy. Ended up messed
cutting
up.
Cut his own throat. Yeah, he cut his own throat on that one. But yeah, man, I think you're right, man. Patino is getting a real free pass on this, man, because to see this story go out there like the way it's going down, I'm shocked that he got away with it. But hey, like you said, more power to him. We also spoke on Lane Kiffin yesterday, man. And I was saying I was surprised the dude didn't have more charisma, man. The way everybody presented it, you thought this guy was just this top salesman. But seeing him on the set of ESPN, man, this dude looks like a clown, man. He just looked like his daddy got him in there, basically, is what it looks like.
Hey, man, he's the most underqualified person to ever get high-profile coaching gigs I can ever recall. I'm talking one after the other. And I'm damn sure if he was given the opportunity, man, I hate to say this, man. You know where I'm going with this. If this dude was a black dude and given that opportunity to coach out in Oakland, would he get the Tennessee job? No. No. Would he have gotten the USC job? No.
I mean, not at all. Not at all. I agree. You still there?
Yeah.
I was waiting on you.
Oh, me?
Yeah, I was waiting on you, Eastside.
I got sidetracked right quick. But, yeah, man, I just think, you know, like I said, they got to keep him, so no matter what come out, he going to be there.
Right.
I mean, regardless, I mean, like you say, who they going to get to replace him if they got to, you know, you got to face some tech area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And talking about Rick Pitino, man, you got Kentucky on the schedule. You ain't going to get a better coach. So it is what it is, man.
Kiffin should have stayed with he should have stayed at Tennessee, man. He made a bad move.
Yep. And now he got to eat it.
Horrible move. Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing, man. He had got himself in the perfect situation. And then just left it because of USC became available.
And the NCAA dropped the hammer on him.
You don't went from sugar to inch just like that.
Yeah. Quick side note, man. This ain't even sports, man. But I do got to say this, man. I don't know if y'all seen any of this, but it was Lawrence Fishburne's birthday yesterday, man. You know, I was on Twitter and everything. I know y'all heard about the news this week about his daughter. Terrible thing, man. I like the guy as an actor. I just want to say happy birthday, Lawrence Fishburne. Hope you're having a good week, man. For those that don't know, his daughter starred in an adult movie talking about she wants to try to get famous like Kardashian. I don't know what the hell's going on at this point.
Fishburne's daughter did what? What was the name of the movie?
I hate to hear the enthusiasm out of Barzy on this, but
no, man. I mean,
yes,
you know,
sir.
I mean,
his
daughter. This is for research purposes, man. You know, I need to know what it is to see if the story's credible.
I don't know the name of the movie, but you can find it on all of the black websites. So just put it like that. You'll find a little clip of it. But Fishburne's daughter, man, and that was her reason why, as far as what's being reported.
I was saying it's probably some softcore. It ain't hardcore.
That's good to hear, man.
I mean, it make you feel a little better, huh?
And maybe the dude can at least have a halfway good birthday, man. So, yeah, the boy Lawrence is going through it, man. But back to sports, man. Back to sports. Let's flip it back. Got two guys released, NBA and NFL. The waiver wire is kind of a thing that's not really looked at enough in sports, man. Because I know you guys always with newspaper and when the internet became available, internet guys always looking at sports stories, what happened. And if you grew up like that, you were always looking at waiver wire, seeing who got cut. And if it was somebody from your hometown or whatever, that was something, you know, you kind of had a little down about it. Like, damn, I thought my boy was going to make it. You know what I mean? Anybody from your area played at any of the schools you played, anything like that. So So it's always sad to see that waiver wire go out. One, Delonte West was cut by the Minnesota Timberwolves after being traded from Cleveland. And the defensive end slash linebacker Aaron Schobel from Buffalo was cut today. He can go to any team he wants to. Guys, any thoughts on those two guys or the waiver wire, just in general, your experiences with it growing up?
Is any word truth to the rumor that Delonte West now will become a kept man by LeBron, Gloria James?
Don't say that, man. Don't say that. Man, if that go down, man, the dude is done, man. If that go down, LeBron's done, man. Nobody can win with that hanging over their head, man.
Can you imagine him sitting front row down there?
Oh, man, you bring Delonte to the playoff game, it's a wrap. He's going to do one of them Boston performances over there hanging out in the corner.
Now officially retired from basketball to become LeBron James' stepfather.
Can you imagine that, man?
Oh, man.
Hey, man.
You come over there, Delonte, outside cutting the grass with some cut-off shorts and shit.
Like you said, in Baby Boy. You want some eggs?
Oh, no. Whatever happens to Delonte West is on him, man. I'm not saying somebody should or LeBron people should do something. I'm just saying whatever happens to him, it's on him, man. He putting himself out there like this.
Man, I hope that story ain't true, man. Man, if it is, goodness gracious. Gloria James, though, like what was that dude on Martin Manby say? Don't you know no good?
<You're> right.
She didn't know no good, boy. She should have damn well known better, man.
So then she gonna take it to the Twilight Zone and turn it into a relationship. So that's ugly, man.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. I wouldn't even fathom, man. I'm just like, how you want to try somebody, mama, man? That's the thing, man. I don't know. Especially God dang, son. I mean.
And you're not this desperate dude who that's the only woman you can get.
Man,
you chose that woman.
I don't understand how that go down, man. I don't understand how Gloria James get put in a position for that to even go down like that, man. But. I say, I hope for her sake it ain't true. That's the main thing I'm looking at.
Yeah. The Delonte West mask will be popular when the Miami Heat come back to Cleveland next year. Know that. It'll be all over that crowd, man. And that's not going to be a big televised game from what I'm seeing right now as far as the schedule.
What game won't be televised?
That's not going to be one of the big TNT games. LeBron come back to Cleveland. Yeah.
Man, you know how that going to go down, man. LeBron get booed, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are going to probably be on burn effigy, nephew LeBron.
Right.
Yeah, whatever, man. I mean, look, at the end of the day, man, them people should be damn grateful he put that crappy-ass city back on the map, man. Be grateful, man. Bunch of damn people. I mean, look. Imagine where they would be if LeBron wasn't even there, man.
Hey, I want to throw this at you, too. In a Michael Jordan interview, they asked him, you know, this was a little before he bought the Bobcats, what team he hated the most or wanted to beat the most. And he didn't say Detroit. He didn't say Boston. He didn't say LA. He said Cleveland because of the way the crowd behaved and some of the things they said to him. That's who he liked beating the most.
Who do you like beating the most? Boston?
Nah, Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland? For real?
Yeah. Except from the way the crowd treated him and some of the things they said to him, that was who he liked beating the most. And I think some of that same animosity is still in the air out there. You see how quick they flipped on LeBron.
Hey, man. Look, like I said, man, the dude put your city on the back on the map. Yeah, it's bitter, man, when the dude want to leave to go on to bigger, better things, man. But at the end of the day, look, I'll put it in this context. Let's say there was a supermodel, right? You knew the supermodel before she was big time. Let's even say Beyonce. We'll go that route. let's say you knew Beyonce back when she was big, man. I mean, back when she was small time, local girl. But she left you to go on to bigger, better things. Do you hate Beyonce for that? Or are you happy that you had the chance and you were there at one time? You know what I mean?
I guess it depends on how petty you are. I don't know, man.
Man, do you hate because she went on and had a successful career? Or are you like, or do you be like the dude like, damn, I was there once, man. I'm appreciative for what I had at that point in time.
Some dudes is like that, but other dudes will take it to, what's my man, 5 Heartbeat status, be outside the stadium, you know what I mean, singing that same song, waiting on them, trying to make things back right, won't let it go.
Man, Cleveland.
Like these Cleveland fans.
I'm just saying, man, what would that podunk-ass city, man, be if LeBron James wasn't there for the 7 years he was? I mean, for real, let's just be honest. They would have probably been in the lottery 7 years straight. Who the hell knows? Damn sure they would. The economy wouldn't have taken the boost in the 7 years that it did. The franchise would have doubled doubled 100% fold.
Right.
Come on, man.
And now it's even worse because you got all this stuff that you built, all these new restaurants, bars, and all this other stuff, and now you won't have a paycheck.
that man needed to carry the city. If they really wanted him to be there, man, why didn't they just elect him mayor, or governor, or whatever, and then have him run the whole damn city too? He play basketball and run the whole damn city, create jobs for people. Man, people need to get some perspective, man. For God's sake, man.
Man, leave the Cleveland fans alone, man.
LeBron ain't in charge of creating jobs for nobody, man. Them dude's a ball player, man. He's doing what he has to do for himself and his family. You look to your city councilman, your damn mayor, your damn governor, people who run the damn, you know, the city and the state to damn get, you know, jobs and, you know, create a better economic situation for people. LeBron, one damn dude, just a damn basketball player, man. Yeah, he brought you enjoyment, but you know what? At the end of the day, Cleveland Browns been shitty for more years than that. So and people still got to go watch them. So what difference does it make if LeBron James is there or not?
Hey, they lost the franchise for a while, buddy. So don't act like their support is just
undyingly
devoted. I mean, they lost the franchise.
Man. So they should be used to disappointment. There's really nothing to claim about. They should have expected this.
It just keep happening over and over again, man. It not happened again.
Exactly.
I mean, he just...
That tells you, man, LeBron is not the wife. They're the bridesmaid. They ain't never getting married. They ain't never getting no championship. They ain't never getting shit. They're going to get the buzzer shots to kick their ass out of the playoffs. They're going to get knocked out in the, you know, before they get to the championship game. Just accept what you are. You're not going to have the league's best player, man. There's a reason why the franchise ain't never done shit. There's a reason, man. Nobody want to play in Cleveland. Accept it, man. Just be happy that you had him for the time that you had him. Move on with your life, Cleveland. Stop burning jerseys, man.
Well, that ain't going to stop, man. Yeah, well, that hate is going to fuel them for the next year. So that's going to continue.
He's the best thing that ever happened to damn Cleveland, man.
Hold on, man. We got into Delonte LeBron. We skipped Shovel, man. This dude's a good linebacker, man. Nobody, we ain't even speak on dude.
Who?
Aaron Shovel from the Bills.
Who?
78 career sacks, man.
Shovel. He did what? 77 career sacks? Yeah, he's good. You know, whatever, man.
You talking to Duck now? If Jacksonville starts talking to him, your team will change.
Man, we could need any help, man. See, if he give us help, hell yeah, I'll be damn interested. But Shovel, man, I don't know, man. Did he win defensive MVP 1 year? I don't know. What did he do, man?
I don't think he's done.
Did he help Buffalo to the playoffs?
With that team, I wasn't.
This Shovel guy, I'm not so sure.
Eastside.
Well, I mean, he contemplated retirement, so they said they didn't want to, you know, put up with that, man. I mean, you don't know if he want to play or not. Maybe that's his Brett Favre move.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about retiring, so, you know, they just let him go. You're going to play for who you want to play for, you know?
Right.
Maybe he had a dream, man, came up to you know, realization that, hey, man, he could pull a Brett Favre stunt, too, and it worked for him.
And they should get the hell out of here.
Like, hey, you're not Brett Favre, man. Get your ass. We waving you the next day, man.
Hey, hey, say what you want to say, man. If he comes down to ATL, man, I welcome the dude, man. We need more help on that D-line.
Where's he from, man? Where's he from, man?
I want to say Penn State, man, but I don't even want to go into that right now because I know the hate is going to come through the phone from Bargy.
Nah, man, I got nothing but love for the Big Ten.
Yeah. Whatever.
I mean, they slow. I mean, but, you know, hey, man, they do what they can do. You know, they do.
Hey, man, Penn State is playing Alabama this year, man.
Who? When?
Don't discount the Big Ten, man.
What was that? Penn State playing Alabama this year?
And my man is in the running for the Heisman. Don't discount the 10, man.
Who? Terrell
Pryor?
From
Ohio State, man.
Hey,
yeah,
man, that dude better perform up and above the level, or they will blast him. If he loses any big game this year, oh, they're going to rip him down, son. They're going to rip him down. You can guarantee it, man. You'll start to hear crap like you hear, you know, like, oh, this guy can't do this, he can't do that, he's not
man,
accurate.
If Trestle run the ball up the middle 50 times a game, hell, ain't too much you could do.
Oh, boy. Terrell Pryor, man, you got a big year. You better have a big year this year. Boy, oof. It's going to be ugly.
Eastside, man, I want to get your take on them Braves, man. They pulled out another win tonight, man. Let's switch topics up real quick. Let's get some of them Braves before we get out of here, man. Everybody want to hear this Big Ten hating this dude doing over there, man.
Well, the Braves,
we're
going to
be the SEC team. Oh, sorry, man.
The Braves on they mediocre stuff, man. I mean, the trades they made were horrible to me. I just really don't think they're trying to – I mean, I don't see them going nowhere. They're going to make it to the playoffs, but I just don't see – I don't see no championship team, man. I just don't see it.
Did you like the pitching moves at least, or it's just you didn't like the hitter they brought in?
We'll
get
Farnsworth? Farnsworth? He's been on the decline for years.
I'm just going off reputation,
man.
I guarantee you this, man. I don't know.
I guarantee you this, man. You don't want to run up on Farnsworth and say too many disparaging words, though.
This is a big dude, huh?
Yeah, he's a big dude and everything, but you go out and get him when you really don't need. I mean, you should have kept what you had. And then you go out and get Rick Ankiel. You should have just kept Ryan Church last year. What's the difference? I just didn't see it, man. I don't understand it. I mean, they let him play center field like he's an everyday center fielder, but I don't know, man. I really think they made it.
I got to give it to him, man. That dude's an athlete, though, man. To go from a pitcher to what he's doing now.
Cool.
Right.
Who, Ankiel?
Yeah.
Ah, man. Ankiel, man. If that's the Braves hanging their hat on, man, expect more of the same. Braves go to the playoffs, get knocked out first round.
That's what I just said, man. It's the same thing. It just seemed like the same thing, man. I mean, you didn't make a move to get no – you didn't get better to me. I didn't see them get significantly better.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they'll tell you it's the cap restrictions, though.
Yeah, but
cap, it's the cap, man. What can they do, man? They hamstrung by the cap, man. It's the cap.
Don't sell the team about the blank for the low, man.
Nah, man, your attendance done went up way more this year than it have been.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you paying for a guy for a third of a season, man? Come on, man. Go out and get somebody for real that really show me you're really trying to win.
Wait a minute, I got a question for you, too. I wanted to ask last week. Remember, I addressed this to both of you. What's a more impressive feat? 14 straight division titles by the Braves or the 4 straight Super Bowls by the Buffalo Bills? Go Eastside.
Well, the Braves did win a chip. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that makes a big difference. And like I said last night, if it wasn't for them Yankees, they would have had back-to-back championships. So, that hurt them a lot. And
if it wasn't for Mark Wohlers and his dumbass slider, he should have been throwing a fastball. They would have had back to back.
Right. I mean, it is what it is, man. I mean, But, I mean, it's hard. I'd rather have that than to have what I done been through with these Hawks lately.
Right.
Over the last 10 years. I'd rather have that. I'd rather be in the mix. I'd rather be in the mix. I give you that. I would rather be in the mix. I don't care if we lost. Yeah, we lost a lot of World Series, man. There's a lot of them. Like,
yeah.
Every year.
Okay, so you going Braves on that one, the 14 straight,
yeah.
Including one title?
Okay.
Yeah. Barzy, where you going on that?
Man, I'm thinking, man, 16-game season, playoffs, 4 straight Super Bowls, man, that's impressive. But like he said.
Yeah, that's a hell of a feat, man, the
like
same way the baseball
though,
one is.
Like he said, though, they didn't win a championship.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to discredit that, man. To say one impressive. I mean, they're equally impressive. 14 straight, 162 game seasons, winning the. You know what, man? I almost want to say the Bills, man. I really do, because the actual Braves didn't go to. They went to the share of World Series. But it wasn't more than half. They didn't go to 7 out of the 14 years they won. They didn't make it 7 times. So.
Yeah.
But it is equal for 14 straight years winning the division. I mean.
Yeah, the Bills did get run out of stadium in 2 of those Super Bowls.
True. I mean, I don't see you could go either way, but I'm going to say it's the Braves because they won a championship and I live here, man. I'm going to take the Braves.
I'm taking Buffalo just because of how hard it is in football. Of course, it ain't the same parity that they have now. As far as then, it wasn't the same parity. But I lost money every year on Jim Kelly and them boys, man. So I'm throwing it out to them, man.
Did you lose more money than you more money on the Bills than you did on Ohio State?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then that's a lot of money then.
For those who wasn't with us early, man, we made a lot of bets during college football season, and Barzy picked up a lot on Ohio State. I give it to him. He picked up on me a lot betting on
my
boys.
Shout out to the Big Ten and Ohio State. Much love.
Either way, man, this is a freelancing show, man, so we're going to get out of here in a minute, but just wanted to get some statements from you guys before we go, man, about anything, man.
Well, like we said last night, man, we kind of got into the Lorenzen Wright, man, and
yeah,
it's just tough to keep going on, man. I mean, when your ex-wife done got a defensive lawyer, I mean, that's not looking good, man. Not looking good at all.
I didn't hear anything more on that, man. I know about the whole 911 thing not responding when they heard shots on the car. I mean, they're going to get a payday somewhere if that's really true. I heard they were going to release the tapes sometime here soon. Yeah, that's the case, man. They could sue the state, man. Something. I mean, they could get some money for that. If that turns out to be true, that they didn't respond to the call.
They get some money, but Lorenzen ain't coming back. That's the problem.
I'm just curious to how that all went down. How the man got killed, man.
And that's the part. That's the part we really don't know. There's a little information coming out, like Esai said. They're looking at the ex-wife, and she's lawyered up. So I mean, things are looking shaky over there on that one, man. I don't know. But, Barz, did you have anything before we go?
Man, I'm just going to give big ups, man, to Bleacher Report, man. I really enjoy the content they have on their site, man. Some good, funny stuff, man. If you guys are sports-minded like myself, man, check out BleacherReport.com. And I got some very interesting stuff out there, man. They give a bunch of top tens where they give some off sports content and some different takes on things. So good website for you guys who are sports minded like myself, check out BleacherReport.com.
Yeah, no doubt, man. They handle their business out there. I guess before I my last little thing, I guess I was just going to say go to Deadspin and check out the thing with the girl. What's her name? Jen Sturger and Brett Favre. Don't know if there's anything to this, but Gunslinger might be doing his thing out there, man. I don't know, man. We started with Favre. Guess we're going to have to end with Favre, man. Thank y'all for coming on, man. Really appreciate it. Just a little freelance show tonight, man. I was joined by Craig Barzy and Eastside Jam. Speaking like you think of radio, and yeah, we out of here.
We out.
All right, man.
Yup. Yeah.